Before we begin, this podcast is a place of acceptance, diversity, and respect.
This podcast respects all aspects of people, including race, ethnicity, gender expression, sexual orientation, socioeconomic background, age, religion, and ability.
That being said, let us begin.
What's up, world? Welcome to the Positive Truth, uplifting and positive news for a more progressive society. Tim, what are we trying to bring?
Here at The Positive Truth, we're trying to bring awareness, empowerment, inspiration, optimism, and understanding to communities everywhere.
That's what we do. This is The Positive Truth, bringing you that uplifting and positive news every Monday and Wednesday. On Fridays, we either have an awesome interview where we talk about an issue, why it's an issue, facts about it, how you can change it for the better. Tim, how are you?
I'm doing well, sir. How are you doing this morning?
A little cold, but could be a lot worse.
I hear that.
Before we start getting into these seven positive news stories that we have today, I'm going to tell everyone to please like, share, and subscribe. Leave us a five-star review on iTunes. That helps us out incredibly. Share these positive news stories with a friend, with a coworker, with anybody, because we got to bring these people together. We also have social media sites, Facebook at The Positive Truth Podcast, Instagram at The Positive Truth, and our Twitter, TPT_podcast. We post a lot of positive things, so make sure to follow those as well. Tim, you got four stories, right?
Yes, sir.
You want to start with that follow-up?
Oh, absolutely. So last time, if you guys were listening, I talked about an NFL player that anonymously donated some bone marrow to a man that saved his life. And then the man found out who he was, so they met up in Minneapolis to go watch the Super Bowl because the NFL player gave him his tickets. I found out who that player was. His name is Austin Carr, and he was a rookie from the Saints, the New Orleans Saints, and he donated that bone marrow. So I wanted to follow up on that and definitely give him a huge shout out, because Austin Carr, being a rookie, didn't have to do anything like that. He didn't know the man. His first year in the NFL, and he does something that amazing. We definitely have to talk about it here.
He's a rookie?
Yeah, man, he was a rookie.
Whoa. Yeah, that's first impressive, year. Man.
Absolutely.
The youth out here are killing it.
Man, you would wonder why people don't like this younger generation, but it's all good anyways. I'll go ahead, sir.
Go for it, Tim.
I was just going to go ahead and knock out another story really fast. So it's a dog story, and I love dog stories, so I wanted to start this one off for sure. But a woman, let's go off. Her name is Chloe. The dog's name is Chloe, and she's 11 years old, right? Chloe's been through a lot as a puppy. So check this out. Her owner, Nicole, as a child, had to give her up because during the day, her dad worked at home and the puppy Chloe was just way, way too loud and making all kind of noise. So they had to give her up for adoption. As a child, this little girl, Nicole, was so upset. You know, she remembered being depressed forever. Now we're 11 years down the line. Chloe is looking online and sees this dog and it's like up for adoption. She was like, you know what? It kind of looks like the dog from when I was a kid. Clicks on it. You know what? I'll take it. So she goes to adopt the dog, takes it to the vet, and the dog was chipped. And come to find out, it's the exact same dog that she had to give up for adoption.
What?
Yeah, man. So the dog Chloe was adopted by this family, and she lived with that family until that family passed away, the two parents. Then Chloe was given away to a neighbor, which that neighbor put the puppy up for, or the dog up for adoption on Facebook. And that's when Nicole ran into her, and it just like worked all the way back around. The dog Chloe lives with Nicole's daughter and her husband. And she said it's just a beautiful way how she found her way back home.
That's like one in a million.
Yeah, it's like a little Disney movie or something, right?
Yeah. I feel like a lot of our stories are Disney movies.
All this positivity. No, yeah. For sure. But there's a dope picture, though, man, that, like, you can see her holding, you can see Nicole holding Chloe as a kid, and then you can see her holding Chloe as an adult. So it's, like, really, really dope.
Nice, nice, nice. I like that, Tim. I like that. Maybe Disney's listening to our podcast, and that's how they're getting their ideas. Speaking of getting ideas, as a kid, did you ever play with toy cars? Like Hot Wheels?
Yeah, absolutely.
Did you enjoy it?
Yeah, I still enjoy it.
That's what's up. There's a man, his name's Paul. He's from Akron, Ohio. And he just donated 17,000 Hot Wheel cars to the Akron Children's Hospital.
Wow. That dude's a hero.
So he basically he bought them. Well, he collected them for 20 years. And their estimated value was between $28,000 and $45,000. But he heard about the kids at Akron Children's Hospital, and he was like, you know, I think these should be better used instead of sitting in my attic for me to collect for these kids to play with. So he donated them, and I think it's awesome.
Yeah, that's amazing. I'm definitely impressed. There's a lot of people that collect like Hot Wheels and stuff, so the fact that he gave away his collection, that's pretty awesome.
Yeah, absolutely. I remember as a kid, I had one of those little tracks. It never worked like the commercials, man.
Ever. It never did. I always had to like freaking put a pillow underneath it or something so I could make my own little track and make it do stuff that the commercials made it do.
That being said, they were still fun, though. Commercials gave you something to strive for.
True story. I never looked at it like that.
Do you want to do another one, or you want me to go, Tim?
Oh, yeah, for sure, man. I'll go ahead and knock out... there's this high school student from... I believe Kentucky was the state. Yeah. Okay, so she has autism, and she got to play in this basketball game for the first varsity basketball game of the year against her rival school. So she goes to Christian County High School in Kentucky, and her rival school is from Hopkinsville. And in this very short video I'm about to upload to Facebook, you can see the ball gets passed to her. She's open. She shoots the very first shot of the game, which is a three, and she knocks it down, and the whole entire crowd went wild. It made me feel good when I watched it, so I definitely want you guys to check it out on our Facebook page at the Positive Truth Podcast.
Hold on, this was at the beginning of the game?
Yes, sir.
So she was, like, playing?
She was playing, like, starting, like, yo, let's do this.
Whoa. Yeah, upload that one for sure, Tim.
And it is now uploaded. Whenever you want to check it out, it's there for sure.
Yeah, that's awesome. I'm surprised ESPN hasn't picked that one up.
Oh, I'm sure they will, man. We've been beating ESPN and all our local news stations for their, you know, one or two segment of positive news stories. We've definitely been beating them. I've been paying attention. I'm like, yeah, we talked about that 2 weeks ago. I want to hear it.
Well, that's what's up, Tim.
Yeah, man. It's a true story. Edna tagged me in something. I was like, we talked about this about a week and a half ago. She's like, really? How did you beat the Washington Post? Bars.
Well, speaking of bars, my next positive news story isn't really a positive news story. I just think it made me feel happy, so I wanted to talk about it. There's an 108-year-old man, Canadian man, and his name's Esmond. And he celebrated his 108th birthday in January. And they asked him what was the trick to a long life. And you know what he said, Tim?
Happy wife, happy life.
That's exactly what he said. He said 72 years of marriage, but you pick a good wife, that's all it takes. I just think it's awesome.
That is pretty awesome. Dude's 108?
Yeah. I can't imagine being married for 72 years either.
And I can. It's not that bad. I always assume marriage would just be, like, terrible. Like, everybody made it seem like it was terrible, you know? But in all reality, you got somebody to keep you in check. Especially me. I need somebody to keep me in check. I'm over here trying to watch Flash and the Power Rangers and stuff all the time. Somebody told me, this little kid told me that the new Power Rangers is the best Power Rangers to come out. And I was like, what are you talking about? So I definitely had to check it out. And it's not. It's definitely not.
Maybe nostalgia is clouding your view, Tim.
Tomato, tomato.
How is that an answer to that question?
I have no idea what to say to it. So, I mean, it is what it is. Maybe it is. I don't know. Maybe I'm just stuck, you know, back in the 90s, but... Mighty Morphin Power Rangers was amazing.
Okay.
All right.
I don't know how we got there from the 72 years of marriage, but okay, Tim.
I don't know how we got there either, but I'm with it. I got one more story, man. How many do you have?
Just one.
Awesome. I'll go ahead and finish this out. So it's a quick one, actually, but Tesla has signed a deal with the government of South Australia to install 50,000 solar panel systems on homes at no cost to the residents.
Boom!
Take that, world. Obviously, you know, South Australia has suffered from blackouts in recent years amid fears of a looming energy crisis. Last year, Tesla CEO Elon Musk claimed that he could solve the problem by building a giant battery farm within 100 days.
But didn't Australia build the battery farm, so that's why they're building the free solar panels?
Exactly.
Ooh, nice. That was not planned.
I know, man. I'm pretty sure you're the one who talked about it, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so, because obviously innovation with JP on the positive truth, tu sabes. But, yeah, man, this is basically a nice little follow-up. They're actually going to do this within 4 years.
Yeah, that's awesome. I'm all for it, man. All for the solar panels.
Tu sabes.
That's what I'm studying for this calculus test to do eventually, if I can get through this calculus.
Man, I can't help you with calculus. You're on your own.
Well, you did say innovation with JP, so I got a positive innovation with JP story to finish mine out. I have blood tests, detects proteins linked to Alzheimer's disease. It's about 90% accurate, and it's an innovative test that detects the presence of a toxic protein known to affect people with the disease. So you can predict it. He can predict the buildup of the abnormal protein in the brain that is one side of Alzheimer's disease. And the sooner you detect it, the easier you can start fighting back. It's not a cure, but I still think it's awesome.
It's a step in the right direction, so heck yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah, absolutely. Monday. We did the one about the cancer vaccine for the mice, right?
Yeah. I believe so, didn't we?
Yeah, we did. Shout out to scientific research.
Yeah, man, that's... it's doing its thing right now.
Everybody with a doctorate degree that's out here protecting us and our future children, you're doing a great job. We appreciate it here at the Positive Truth.
Thank you.
We appreciate all the science and school stuff. But anyway,
absolutely.
Tim... Remember the book I told you about with the quotes, the basketball players?
Yeah.
I'm definitely going to give it to you, but I got it in front of me if you don't have a quote.
I have a quote, but I wouldn't mind hearing one from you. My quote is going to be the energy you want to attract.
Okay, well, mine was going to be funny. It's sometimes the light at the end of the tunnel is a train.
I like that one.
Yeah. So yeah, I think that's it. We're out. We'll be back on Friday talking about the benefits of meditation. Until then, we're out.
Stay positive.